Hello, everyone, and welcome to How to Quest. I'm your host, Todd.
I'm your co-host, Alex.
And we've got some guests for you this week. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Austin.
Our other friend, Nick.
Should I come up with another name?
What? Oh, no. Wow.
No, it's just a commentary.
We're hanging out. We're just hanging out.
I'm Nick. That's
perfect. That's perfect.
We can make up another name if you want.
Well, it's kind of for the actual,
we're just hanging out before we turn on the magical mirror and really get into the adventure.
Dive into the quest.
Yeah. But we're here at Austin's house recording. His nice spacious basement where we do our band practices.
Oh yeah.
That's right. We're in a band.
We got a couch now. You know,
we do have a brand new couch.
Really enjoying this couch. It has some improvements.
Right off the
side. One
of
those types of couches that doesn't have a back to it, so it's you get a lot of seat maximization here. You really get to enjoy the seats. Even if you're tall, you're not gonna find your knees hanging off the end too far. It's a real nice, spacious couch.
Yeah, you get to scooch all the way back, dude. You get your butt back. Mm-hmm. We gotta get more couches, dude. Couch is good for sleeping on.
We're seeing lying this place with couches.
Oh, that'd be hilarious when sleeping on here. After the dirt bike goes off, it smells like gas.
What if we just made the whole floor couches?
Oh.
Then you would.
That's an idea.
Would you have couches anymore at that point?
It's like a reverse stage.
You've got a floor.
Yeah,
you've got a tricky to navigate floor because you just have to step over all the armrests.
Yeah, that's true. It would be a pretty. Dude, you could make some sick pillow forts, though.
True.
All the couches.
I'm so down to do that.
Yeah. That's why I gotta get more couches, dude, just for the pillows.
Put two couches and then just load up the middle with pillows and then, really just have a pit.
Yeah. You ever see that show Community before?
I haven't.
That's the thing with Childish Gambino, Donald Glover.
Maybe. I think. Yeah. Yep, him. There's one episode, dude, they just all go to community college. There's one episode they make a pillow fort throughout the entire community college.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That's sick.
Dang.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Yeah, pillow fort.
Next thing we do is make this a community college.
make this a house.
Certified.
This one house in an entire community college.
Yeah, a community college for punk
and a bar.
And a bar?
We got to turn this room specifically into a bar.
Dude, it'd be sick. Right there. I want to do it in like the corner over there.
I think it's the perfect spot. Yeah, like electrical boxes.
Like a nice corner bar. Like it just comes out this way and that. And then just like one or two bars.
Maybe like it flips up. And kind of climb in. Yeah.
And you got power right there.
That's good.
That'd be sick. I want to build a bar counter or something.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
You can make sweet bar counters out of like pallets. Like I've seen people make it out of pallets and they stain the wood and it actually comes out really cool.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen that stuff too.
That's dope.
I was saying we should just make it out of the old fence in the back.
You guys are taking that down.
Yeah.
Maybe
we're taking it
down. What are you taking it down for?
Well, someone hit the fence with a car. Someone actually crashed in the lawn about a week ago. Is it 2 weeks ago? It was 2 Mondays ago.
Oh.
Someone flipped their car over in our yard.
Jesus.
And it apparently happens a lot.
What?
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
Because this road back here.
It's not that treacherous of a turn. Yeah.
It's not. People fly down the road.
I'd say it's a Y intersection of sorts.
I get it. It's a V and the fork in the road.
So it's not the best real estate. They didn't mention that. Come flying over the curb and smash
five or six have like crashed right here in the past like 4 years. The neighbor across the street told me that. Yeah. And so someone flipped over the car. Apparently this lady, she just got admitted from the hospital, like from doing drugs. And then I guess she was just doing drugs again. And she literally went through the telephone pole.
Oh my
She's
God.
Hanging out at that corner store too often. Do you ever go down there?
Where?
The place at the end of your street.
Oh, the other end of the street?
Yeah.
The mini mart?
Yeah.
The Cellar of the Bear? That house has the signs for selling beer.
It's open 24/7.
24/7, really?
Yeah, dude. If I leave at any time of night, I've noticed it's open.
Wait,
I didn't know it was 24/7.
No, it's... All right, so the way we get here, Todd, we drive by it.
Yeah, if you're going past the time machine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is not an actual time machine, people who are listening. Actually, it is.
What do you mean? It's an actual time. Yeah. Don't tell them.
It's a
Okay, I won't tell.
Forget that.
If you're ever in Connecticut, you can figure out on your own.
Yeah, machine. This is public, you know, some people will be on our asses if we talk too much about the time machine. So
yeah,
true enough.
We've already said too much.
You can use Google search and figure out the rest.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
I didn't actually know that place was open 24 hours. If it is, that's pretty convenient.
It is.
They can't sell beer 24 hours though.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
No.
I think they have to stop selling that at some point, like how Stop and Shop does.
I just always thought it was interesting. It was open 24/7 because you're kind of in a neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've never. Nate's gone in there for like milk, I think, but like I've never gotten anything from there.
It's kind of a weird little mart.
I'm getting into the guys down at the gas station actually. I know an Indian guy pretty well. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Indian, not Native American.
What's his, you know his name?
No, I don't know his name. He doesn't know my name, though. He just calls me buddy. I call him man.
They can give me that Slim Jim hookup.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm hoping I can get that hookup on the propane for the grill.
Ooh,
nice. Some free refills.
That'll be nice.
That's
nice.
True. I just got a portable propane grill. For my birthday.
Oh, those
are the only thing I got.
But that's
so I gotta use that. No, that's like all I said I wanted.
Yeah.
Just
if
like,
you go to the, you can take that anywhere. You go to the beach, go get
yeah, exactly.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that. Propane grills are sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Portable
yeah.
ones.
You gotta like, love that.
I feel like I'm not gonna go to the beach as much as I want to this summer.
Oh,
I'm going a bunch because Mallory, like, she has her family owns two beach houses.
Okay.
Directly adjacent to each other.
Okay.
Like, one's her grandma's and the other's, like, her grandfather's from the other side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's, like, going there this entire weekend. Like, she's just gonna be at the beach.
Oh, that's
so
where
I told
she's
her, yeah, so I told her I'm gonna come by for a day. I'm not allowed to stay over, but...
Oh, no.
Even though it's in, like, Rhode Island, even though it's, like, a fat, like, hour and a half, 2 hour drive.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to stay over.
Christ.
And she said, she's not even sure if I'm gonna be able to, allowed to come at all, because Brandon Alexander, and who is dating her cousin.
Oh, yeah, it's
really yeah, they went to the beach house, and they drank a bunch of beer and then just basically left it around the house and then threw a bunch of them into a plastic bucket, and some of the glass broke and got on the ground, and so the grandma cut her like foot on the glass, so she's like, well,
straight fun.
No one's coming here anymore.
That's
so they ruined crazy. That. But,
Wait, you're not allowed to stay over?
I'm definitely not allowed to stay over.
It's the capital.
And it's questionable if I can even go over.
Yeah.
For the day, but we'll see.
Sounds
we'll
like
see
a precarious situation.
I think
yeah.
You just gotta, Todd, grandparents aren't tough. They're easier than parents. You just gotta, like, just schmooze her a little bit.
You just gotta eat their food. Then
bring her,
yeah.
Cook.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't even bring her food, because they make food.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring her flowers.
And compliment her
yeah,
on her food
her.
So much, like,
yeah.
Immaculately. Compliment her.
Talk
food.
About the good old days. You know?
Yeah.
I think I'm on good terms with their grandma.
All right, that's
Jeez.
Good. That's good.
I mean, I went to the
It'll
beach
help.
With just, it was just Mallory, her mom, and her grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You know what
yeah.
they say, you
That's
know how, funny. You know how, like, a guy's supposed to impress the girl's dad,
yeah.
but what you're really supposed to do is impress the girl's grandma. Like,
That's
you're
true.
In with the grandma.
That's how you know you're in.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you this. I met, before I was real in with my current girlfriend's dad, I met the grandma. And I think the grandma might have said something to the dad because she really liked me.
Yeah.
The dad was not very,
yeah,
let's just
hard.
Say he was a little frustrated
yeah.
that the grandmother was, I don't know, because he felt like he didn't know me well enough to make a judgment. The grandma's like talking me up to him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It put him in an uncomfortable situation. That's all resolved now, but nonetheless, you know, it just shows the importance of getting the grandma on
yeah, yeah,
so.
You get the grandma's approval, you're good.
Yeah.
I know, sometimes it's nerve-wracking, man. You get a new girlfriend, you gotta impress the dad. Not easy.
it's not.
No.
Actually,
Stu's my best friend, dude. Stu's still my best friend.
Yeah, no, Mallory's family's all, like, wicked cool, too. Like, her brother... just, like, goes out to the bars a lot. I just see him at bars that I go to randomly. I'll be like, oh, what's up, Ronnie?
That's
we'll sweet. Just hang out and talk about whatever.
That's chill. That's chill.
That was nice. But, let's see. Speaking of girlfriends, we have a theme. They're not related, but what do you mean? But you know, we are talking about them.
You could have said speaking of bars.
Yeah, that would be a lot more sense.
Speaking of bars. Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that.
Good transition.
Yeah, excellent transition. Well done.
Girlfriend was a good.
Yeah, wait, really,
we're a professional podcast.
First, do the speaking of girlfriends. I want to know where that was going.
No, it wasn't going anywhere. That was.
I have a connection.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your connection?
Sometimes you want to bend your girlfriend over a barrel and show her the 50 cents.
Oh, man.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
So, barrels. Speaking of bending over barrels, we have a theme this week. You want to share?
Barrels and taverns.
Barrels and taverns, which go together pretty well, honestly. They're a great combo.
Yeah.
And, I also got to go through the plugins, I guess. You can find us on all the places that you can basically find podcasts for the most part. The big places.
Yeah.
iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, SoundCloud. Although SoundCloud, they're like booting our older episodes for some reason because we're out of... I have to like pay extra.
That's right. All right. Don't go to SoundCloud.
SoundCloud's dumb.
You can just get the Stitcher app, though, too. And the Stitcher app is like SoundCloud.
Yeah, that's what I use. I use the Stitcher app. But, what is it called? Blueberry. That's a website that we're on now.
Blueberry.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Cute name.
You can see our like main page is on just the Podomatic, like how to quest. You can just type it in. Use the internet.
Yeah.
And then if you want to email us anything... you can email us, like, theme prompts or anything. The mirror now accepts prompts from Wi-Fi. It's magic. We don't question it.
You don't question magic.
Yeah, yeah. And, it's fantastical, questicle, at gmail.com.
It's spelled like testicle, testicle.
Yes, yeah.
Fantastical, questicle.
And, am I missing anything?
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that too. We're on those things. We do social media. Don't have an Instagram yet.
Ooh, we could get an Instagram and take pictures of our recording setup.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's super official.
Just like, yeah.
That's cool.
Because maybe we shouldn't think a little less of us if they saw our recording studio every time.
Well,
which is different every time.
Well, this time we actually have chairs to sit on, so, you know.
What do you usually sit on?
Yeah, sometimes you sit on the floor, depending on where
you're. Oh, my God.
Episode 1, we were kind of just laying on the floor. Because the mic stand was so small, we didn't have a table.
Yeah, and Troy was watching Rango on
repeat.
Yeah,
no, I
could
hear it in the background. It was awesome. It was like, oh, it's my boy Troy.
But, so you can check us out in all those places. And we won't hold back the adventure any longer. We can turn on the mirror and really listen to what Bustang and Finkelstein are up to this time.
Let's do it.
Sound up.
Well, it's a shame that party got broken up.
Yeah, those, all the guards came and they just totally busted up.
I'm pretty sure the necromancer got arrested. We're not breaking out.
I don't know. I wasn't there long enough. All right. As soon as I saw those blue and red flames, I was out of there.
Well, mark my words. We're breaking them out sometime.
Oh yeah. If we can figure out where they are, like it's an injustice that like the guards showed up. We weren't like nobody was getting hurt.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Except for that
one guy that
was just getting
we
punched
did.
Repeatedly.
Yeah, but he had a company.
Yeah. He was a dick.
Yeah, that's fine. And we were going to bring them back. After all, they are necromancers.
Yeah, exactly. Can you even really actually hurt someone if you can just kill them and bring them back to life anyway?
At that point, isn't murder at all.
Yeah, that's just another way of living. That's just you take a little break. It's like sleep. It's like sometimes you get a little tuckered out and you got to pass out in the middle of a party. It's just like that, except you're actually dead.
Except we're just helping them get a good night's rest.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all we're doing.
But, so, we definitely, if we can possibly get them out of there, out of that situation, we should definitely do that.
Agreed.
Yeah. But for now, I'm still in that drinking, partying mood. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a tavern around down one of these streets.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. It's over there. It's the only building with lights on, so I assume.
The Cougar's Cave? That place?
Yeah, the Cougar's Cave.
All right.
I mean, I don't know if I want to go in there. That sounds pretty dangerous, honestly.
It's the only tavern around. We don't really have much of a choice.
Yeah, it sounds a little seedy, but, yeah, let's give it a shot.
All right, let's walk in.
Hey, bartender.
Hey, one moment, please. Blake, go grab me another barrel. We're running out on this one. Natty Light on tap, please.
Oh, okay, Wendy.
Hey,
can I help you guys?
Yeah, we're just looking for some drinks. What's your best ale?
I think Sierra Nevada's our best ale.
Ah, the Sierra Nevada. I've heard of that. Yes.
It's not brewed in the Sierra Nevada, though. I hope you're okay with that. It's brewed in various regions in the United States, other than that, the Sierra Nevada.
Oh, that's fine.
We're pretty much up for drinking anything that will get us drunk.
Yeah, that's like expecting the water to actually come from the one Poland Spring that's up in the north.
Hey, fair enough.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, give us that.
I'll serve it up. Shit! Glenn, I need another barrel!
Here's that barrel. Oh, another one?
The Sierra Nevada, we're out. We're just getting foam.
I guess I'm going back.
Yep. Hurry up, I got some thirsty customers.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, boys. It's my apprentice, Glenn.
Glenn? How's he working out for you?
He's good. He's learning the ropes. He's good at carrying barrels. I'll give him that. He's
good form. Good form, I gotta say.
You saw how he carried that barrel in?
Yeah, he was lifting with his legs. Yeah. There was no back
and forth. He picked it up clean over his head. That was impressive.
And boys, you know what that's the sign of? A sustainable worker. He's a man who's gonna be in this bar for years to come. He's not gonna have back problems. That's important when we look at someone who carries barrels.
Oh, here's that other barrel you asked for, Wendy. I found this one deep in the back. We were running pretty low on barrels.
I'll have to submit another order in the morning when I get up.
Yep. That's fine. This is some pretty good ale, though, I gotta say.
Hey, you like Sierra Nevada?
Oh, yeah. It's good.
It's crisp.
Do you know where it comes from?
Not Sierra Nevada. Right? Where does it come from?
Do you want to know where it comes from?
I totally.
I'd be interested in knowing.
Yeah, you know what? I'm drinking it. I think I should know where it's coming from.
Wendy, should we tell him?
I don't know.
It comes way down.
Way down.
Way down. I mean, way down.
Like how far? How far is way down?
Like, you ever seen 2,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
Yes, of course. Who hasn't?
That's far down!
It's that far? It's deeper than that.
It's deeper than 2,000 leagues underneath the sea.
I didn't want to scare him, Glenn.
Though. I know. I just figured, you know, it was a good story. I had to tell him.
How do you even get it? How do you even go that far down?
Moles.
Moles?
Moles.
Moles.
So you have to, like, how do you use the moles? Do you train them or something?
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
They sniff out alcohol at every turn. Booze hounds, we call them booze hounds. Booze moles, really.
They can interesting. They really can sniff out anything that you're looking for. You know, in our case, we run a tavern, we have to fill barrels. So, we look for alcohol, we're one of the best, and that's where we find it.
Yep.
Dang, I didn't know that alcohol came from so far underground.
Only the best. You know, you can get alcohol from, you know, only a little bit under the ground, and it's not that good. But the farther down you go, the better, and you have to look in the right spots.
Wow. It's learning something new every day.
Most people don't realize that you can harvest alcohol from that far under sea level, but you can.
Yeah. I mean, back in Roadbit, I had heard of the alcohol mines, but I just assumed that couldn't possibly be a thing. How could you find so much alcohol underground? But
most people don't appreciate alcohol enough to go the depths to get it.
it's tough. It's not like harvesting hops, you know, it's not like getting your malts and barleys. It's not your typical brewing process. I once knew someone who you were telling him about the booze moles. I once knew someone who raised them. They say that they take regular moles and they submerge them in alcohol and breed them in beer their younger lives, and they become addicted. They become fiends for it, and they will dig until they get more. That's how they do it.
So you're basically giving a bunch of small mammals alcoholism and then letting them feed their own addiction.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. Checks out.
It makes sense, right? It makes sense.
But you say they can sniff out anything? The scent?
Whatever you get them addicted to.
Nah, that's all myth.
They can find it. It's true.
Are you thinking of what I'm thinking these days?
I think we're thinking the same thing. Me and my compatriot Finkelstein here. Right. I am Bustang, hoarder of soaps, by the way. Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
I'm Glenn, apprentice.
Of course, apprentice. He's just telling us about you.
Head bartender.
Yeah.
Finkelstein, as Bustang said.
Yeah. Yep. You do.
Oh, I tame steeds. Mainly land squids is my forte.
Yeah.
Land
squids. Except. Yeah.
Have you ever
You haven't been doing that good a job of that.
My land squid may be missing it.
Okay.
But you know, they always find their way back.
You know what we say. You know what we say. It happens. Yeah. A missing mole might be a good mole.
A missing land squid could be a great land squid.
Exactly.
Yes.
What they do, if you could just get your hand around it, find that, grab it, harvest it, exploit that mammal, fish, or something.
Yeah.
Yes. But we are on a quest. We have come from the town of Roadbed, and a group of marauding, cheese-stealing lesbians have come through, known as the Shredders. And they have stolen all of the cheese in Roadbed, and we have come this far to in search of the stolen cheese, and we have to stop the Shredders and return it to the town of Roadbed.
Well, the Cougar's a great place to start. We got plenty of women across through these places with all sorts of cheese.
Yes.
Some between their legs, but if you're, you know, not too... If you're willing to explore those reaches, you know, you might be able to find something.
If you dig just about anywhere, you can find some gold. That's all I know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You can train a bull for that.
Oh, yes.
But,
yes, indeed.
But, so do you think we can get a mole addicted to cheese?
It's gonna be tough. First, how do you submerge a mole in cheese?
Well, first we have to melt it down and liquefy the cheese.
Like a fondue.
Yeah.
Like a fondue.
That's okay. Something that you can breed it in.
Yeah, if you can just melt it down, you can just throw it into the vat of melted cheese.
We have special barrels for that as well.
Oh, yeah.
We call them the addiction barrels.
Well, that sounds like exactly what we need.
It's dark. We usually don't tell customers about these, but you guys seem like the type. You guys need to know.
Yes, our quest is dire. If any help that you could provide would be, we'd much appreciate it.
Oh, Glenn, bring out the fondue barrels.
Are you sure?
Glenn, come here. Between you and me. Between you and me. If it's gonna lead to a better tip at the end of the night. What's it?
Yeah, I know. The tavern's been really doing bad for me lately. You know, we should might help. But yeah, let them end on the fondue.
Finkelstein, you're paying the tip, right?
Why am I paying the tip? I don't think we have any money.
Well,
shh. Barrel. Figure it out. Yes. That might be the last of our cheese.
Oh, Phillips can't go hungry. Shit, it's a really ethical question, isn't it?
Let's. Right. We won't tell the. We won't tell the mayor.
Truck, Finkelstein.
We'll just get the cheese and we'll do it. And hopefully, you know, the tavern is going to this month.
Okay.
All right,
Brandy, I'll go get the barrel. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Right, well, I cannot say how much we appreciate this.
Absolutely.
Helping us out. We really, and the citizens of Roadbed as well, will appreciate it once we can track down these marauders and bring them to justice.
You know, there ain't enough cheese for all of us. There is enough cheese for all of us. The woman can't hoard it. These marauds.
Yes, I'm just glad that they didn't come through your town.
Yeah, we've been lucky. We've been lucky over at the Cougar. Like I said, I think they've come through. I think it's possible, but you can't really be too sure.
Well, we'll have to ask around after this. Yeah, but first things first, we have to get this mole addicted to cheese.
But that's the game plan.
Glenn, you got that barrel? You need some help in there?
We got a problem, Wendy.
Oh, shit. What we got, Glenn?
It seems we have cheese. Or someone stole the rest of our barrels.
Barrel?
You're saying no more barrels?
There's no more barrels.
Someone has stolen all of your barrels.
Yes. It might be the work of marauding gay barrel thieves.
No! No!
Oh, this is a true tragedy.
I've only heard about them in legend.
Yes,
I didn't know they actually existed.
I've only heard about them in legend too, but people have been talking around these parts, especially around the tavern, about these gay, marauding barrel thieves. And it seems that our barrels are all gone.
And you know, let me look at the window for a second. Shit. No wonder they were able to do it under our noses this quickly since the last time you were able to go down there and grab barrels that we needed. They used the barrels to escape. They popped in the barrels and rolled down the hill.
Oh, nasty marauds.
Do you think there's still time to catch them?
It could be anywhere by now, but we have to try.
All right, well, I guess we just gotta go. We have to get these barrels back.
We're on a rescue mission now for the barrels.
Yes, we have to rescue the barrels. Let's go.
This bar can wait.
Wait. Let's all have a beer first.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I thought that was implied.
No, that is implied.
All right.
I can't run that.
Cheers to barrel hunting.
To barrel hunting.
To barrel hunting.
To barrel hunting. Barrel hunting. Yes.
Barrel hunting. That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Savor it. All right, now let's get these barrels back.
To barrels!
All right. Where do you think? Which way do you think they went?
I see barrel marks this way.
Downhill, of course. They must have used them to roll down the road.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Wait a minute. But in barrels, gravity works upwards.
These barrels do?
These barrels do. Only the addiction barrels can reverse gravity like that.
That's how they get them addicted.
Oh.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So would they go uphill or are they just in the sky? Are they above us?
No, they can't get off the ground. They have to magnetize to the ground due to the core of the planet, but they roll uphill.
Okay, let's go uphill.
Then we gotta go up this hill.
Yes.
All right, I don't see anything yet, but I definitely, the barrel tracks, they're getting deeper.
Yeah, you can definitely
tell. So we're getting close.
All right, we're on the right track. Let's keep running.
Why is this town up such a steep hill?
Yeah, it's just,
this town's 90 degrees.
I feel like it's just... do you have, like, landslide problems? This is a pretty steep hill.
Yeah, occasionally we do. Especially with all the moling that's going on.
You know, not for nothing, when we catch up to these marauds, they're going to be so dizzy from the barrel spinning, we're going to have a good chance at defeating them and getting our cheese back.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, we have the cheese. We're trying to get the barrels back.
Oh, my bad. Of course. I'm drunk.
We're looking for the gay guys who steal barrels. They're looking for the lesbians who steal cheese. We have our cheese.
Oh.
Yeah. How many Sierra Nevadas did you have before we left?
Let's just say it could be the reason we ran out.
Well, I guess we're just gonna keep going then.
Yeah.
Damn it, Glenn!
But I think I see something up ahead. There's I think those are the barrels.
Is that them?
Yes, I think that's them, but I don't see them around.
Stop,
I just see the barrels.
Gain on us!
What? Oh, they've surrounded us!
Watch out!
I don't have a soap sword, Finkelstein. What are we gonna do? Do you guys have anything?
Damn barrels!
I don't know!
Wait! What's that? Four face! Get up,
Four-Face!
Yeah! God,
that's good. I thought he was coming back home!
Oh my god! He's eating half of them!
Oh god!
First in a land switch bull like that! Yes, eat them, Four-Face!
They're
gonna eat us!
They say that land switch eats gaze.
Well, then he must be full because they're all gone now.
He's doing his job.
Wow. That is some steel you have there.
Yeah, that is, I didn't think he was going to come back, honestly, Finkelstein.
I had
mostly all doubts that he was going to return.
You know, being where we are in the middle of pretty much nowhere, you know, I'm pretty surprised that a land squid like himself could just appear. But I'm happy he did. Yeah, and I'm happy we're saved. I'm happy we're alive.
Yes, Four-Face, he's definitely a bit sneakier than you suspect for a massive squid on the land.
Yeah, absolutely. And Four-Face is indeed clutch. I would use that word to describe him.
Yes, you can always...
I would be inclined to agree with that.
You can always track him down, though. You just find the waft of destruction everywhere he goes. He's pretty... He's not hard to find, but he's hard to see, if that makes any sense to you. He's sneaky, but he leaves a trail.
Well, given what I've hardly seen today, I can tell. That was quick, and that was quick and fast.
He doesn't look too satisfied right now, though, for someone who just, you know, filled up on a bunch of grown men.
Well, he doesn't stay entertained for very long. He's probably already bored.
Yeah, he's got his bored face on already.
Finkelstein, tame him.
It's harder than you think. You know, each face has to be tamed separately. So realistically, you have to tame him four times over.
Okay.
I still think, sometimes I worry that it's more of the opposite. Sometimes I fear that Four Faces tamed Finkelstein, but I'm not really sure sometimes.
That's a good boy. That's a good boy.
You whip. What is Four Face doing with the addiction barrels?
Oh, no.
Now, Four Face, that's not fish. There's no fish in those barrels. It's just cheese. You're gonna get addicted.
No, he's just chewing on them. It's fine.
Four Face. We need those back at the Cougar.
He round those up for us? Okay. He's gonna round them up for us.
Oh, perfect.
That's good. That's a
lot.
Carry all these
that's a lot of cheese to bring
back. I was prepared to just leave them.
Let me tell you, in all my years of barrel carrying, that's a lot of barrels to carry. Couldn't do that.
Yeah, no, that is, that's more than the four of us could possibly handle, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Especially up this steep, steep hill.
Well, now we're going back downhill to the tavern.
Yes, but we would have to come back up.
Oh, that's true. It'd be multiple trips.
Yeah.
Probably.
But anyway,
bringing that barrel with those types of forces playing on it, that physics, you know, that urge to bring magnets to go uphill, it's actually hard to bring barrel downhill.
Yeah. It's true. It's actually hard both ways. It's hard to bring the barrels, and then it's hard to walk back up.
Yeah.
They're very heavy. That's why Glenn is... I do what I do.
The
boy's been putting in work.
He's ready.
Well, I guess, thanks once again, Four-Face.
Thank you, Four-Face.
You've really saved our asses once again.
Four-Face, you ever want to work down at the Cougar, just drop in a resume, I'll give you an application.
He'd be great. He's got a lot of hands, you know. He could be what we need to turn the tavern around.
At least a dishwasher.
Yeah. Oh, that's true, too.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
Four basically get himself a part-time job. I think that'd be good for him.
I think he would learn a lot more about responsibility and how to budget his time properly.
Right. And I know you still need him on your quest, so maybe I'll use him part-time and he'll just, you know, up and be gone whenever you guys need him.
That'd
be great.
Yeah. He'll be in and out. I'll pay him by the minute.
Paying by sounds good. He's a squid, so I don't even think he can really negotiate.
How about 50 dineros a minute?
Sounds good.
He's
your steed.
You can pay him in fish.
Do we have any fish, Glenn?
I think we got a couple barrels of fish, down in the, the barrel cellar.
Is that old tilapia that I ordered back a couple weeks ago?
No, the tilapia is gone. The tilapia's all gone. Yeah, this is the sea bass. Yeah.
Oh, the sea bass from a month ago.
No one really likes the sea bass, so I think,
it's probably because it's from a month ago.
that might be it. I don't know.
It's real smelly in the back room, but... Hey, I heard Warface likes
it. Yeah, someone probably like it. Yeah, perfect.
Someone told me you're supposed to let the sea bass age a little bit, but I think they were just pulling a prank on us, and, that's why we don't get a lot of business anymore.
I don't know. I've heard it's a bit of a... It's a bit of a bell curve. Once they get up to a certain point,
they start getting good again, because we had before on our journey here, it's a long story, I can't really get into it, but we had our fish was getting pretty old, but it reached a point where it started tasting good again. So I think you really just have to wait. There's like a nice critical time. That'd be my advice.
Glenn, you know my uncle the fisherman?
Yeah,
he told me that the mold that develops on these fish after they get smelly, they get the smelliest, and then they get mold.
Yeah.
And then the mold actually kills itself after it's completed its life cycle, and then it's good again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's HC pouch.
Well, you know Uncle Rango, dude. He knows his stuff, you know?
Well, I'd recommend just yelling insults at the moss so it kills itself a little faster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That usually works if there's a fungal infection. Back when we had cheese and roadbed,
insulted a lot.
Yeah, you just tell it how worthless it is, how it's barely even a living organism, and it goes by a lot faster.
That's some impressive stuff. I mean, we got barrels full of that stuff that we can, you know.
It's perfect, Glenn. We'll turn the cougar around in a matter of weeks.
Yeah. Speaking of, looks like we're back there. Ride back at the cougar.
Perfect.
Business is slow as usual.
Well, are we gonna try to get these moles addicted?
That's right.
Yes, we should try to get these moles addicted.
I guess we'll lead to the mole cage then.
Yeah, head on in, boys. Come beyond the bar. You're welcome at this point.
Alright, well, I've never been behind the counter before. This is pretty exciting. Maybe we should get a bar someday, Christine.
We could definitely.
When hopefully they reward us for getting the cheese back.
They'll reward us.
They never really said anything. They just kind of told us to go. But we can negotiate something, I'm sure.
Yeah, they just kind of said leave our town, and we kind of just took that as...
Yeah, they used a surprising amount of, like, pitchforks. They're really just kind of poking us out of the town. They really were excited for us to go on this quest.
Yes, you see how much they believe in us.
Sounds like it.
Yes.
And every knight needs a quest. Yeah. What's a knight without a quest?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At the end of the day. You know, they poke you in the back with a pitchfork. They're just preparing you for what you might face. You exactly. Know, on your quest. You know?
Yeah, just preparing you for the real world, as they say. Yeah,
exactly. You know, it's like you're graduating, you know, you're getting out, you're getting poked in the back. Just taking a stab at you. It's life.
Yeah, that's how it goes. That's how it happened to us. But this is a pretty nice cellar you got going on here.
Yeah, it gets a little dark down here, so don't worry. The moles don't like it out in the light, so we gotta keep the lights down a little bit.
Oh, that makes sense.
It definitely smells. It's definitely
loud noises either. Yeah. The moles hate loud noises.
They really hate loud noises.
Alright.
Yeah. So
shit. Yeah,
well,
you hear the moles?
Yeah, the moles. They're, you might want to take a look at that. I think some moles got out. What should we do?
No, I'm gonna go open the cage right now. Don't worry.
Okay. It's still
shut. Wendy.
Yes.
Did you open the cage yet today?
I might have earlier.
Did you remember to close it?
No, I definitely.
Because right now the cage is open.
Yeah, this is not looking good.
Okay, well,
I forgot to close it.
I forgot to close the freaking cage!
Oh, that's just... Easy.
One of the moles.
You know how the moles get when they get irritated. Don't make any loud noises.
Well, okay. Are they already addicted? Because you might...
You have to cross-addict them.
Oh.
Yeah, so these moles, our moles, are specifically addicted to alcohol. We're going to have to submerge them in the cheese, and they'll be addicted to cheese and alcohol at that point, which really bad combination to be addicted to.
That is very unhealthy.
Yeah. Very unhealthy.
Good. Yeah, you're not making friends with your stomach at that point.
No, you're not. You know, you're just going to spend pretty much most of the night in the bathroom if you get addicted to both those things at the same time. But, so I'm going to turn the lights on so we can see where the moles are. Hopefully, you know, they're not all ganged up and ready to attack. Because they usually, if they're frightened, They get in their attack formation.
They don't like light.
They have a formation. And they don't like light, but we have to find them.
True enough.
And, yeah.
Who knows what barrels that could be at this point?
Let's really hope they're not in the attack formation. If they're in the attack formation, we might as well just, you know, you might as well end your quest right there.
Is there a...
Oh, boy.
Are there other formations? If we find them in a defensive formation, would that, do you think we'd be able to handle them?
Well, you know, to moles, the best defense is a good offense.
Oh.
So they could be in the defense formations.
But that might even be worse.
One sec.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
So
all formations are bad to us.
Yeah, no. If they're in any sort of formation, if they're not scattered about, then we are, as they say.
But them being scattered about is bad too, because they're hard to catch at that point.
But at least we're not dead at that point.
Yeah, true. That's true. Yeah. All right, let's just do the plan.
If you see any moles, get them.
Okay.
If they're in a formation, run.
Don't be afraid. When they bite you, it just feels like a Rottweiler or something and grabbing your hand.
That's it. Yeah, it's like
it's not that bad. I'm gonna shed a little bit.
Wait, listen. Hear me out. I have a plan before I turn on the lights.
Okay.
Let's take some of the barrels that are here. Let's stack them. Let's make a wall.
Make our own defensive.
Yes.
Offensive formation
before they strike. But we leave one little bit open, so we can funnel them through between the barrels.
Yes.
And we can get them one at a time.
And then put them in the cage.
Yeah. Here's the problem. Someone's gonna have to go over, flip on the lights, which is on the other side
of the room. Finkelstein, that's you.
Why am I that man?
I'll do it.
No, Finkelstein. I'll open the cage.
Wendy, you have to run the tap. I'll do it. In all my years of barrel carrying, I've meant for this.
Glenn, this could be the end. I don't want to risk losing you. This is the bartender. Who's going to lift the barrels?
You have Four-Face now.
Four-Face, he can't deal with customers.
This isn't the end, Wendy. This isn't the end.
It's just a squid.
This isn't the end. He's a good squid. He's a land squid.
Glenn, this is a truly brave action.
I commend you. Someone's gotta do it. You guys
God bless you.
You helped us with the gaze. You guys have to find those lesbians.
Alright.
Wendy, drink your Sierra Nevada.
Fine.
It's all finished.
One last Sierra Nevada.
To man versus beast, gentlemen.
To man versus beast.
For the moles. Yes.
Alright, I'm going over.
Alright, okay. Okay. I've got the barrel stacked.
Ready? I'll let you guys know when I'm turning the lights on.
Okay.
Do it.
All right. We're ready. All right. Here we go. Oh, shit!
Sorry for your loss. He was a good assistant bartender.
The cougar has fallen on hard times. Indeed.
Well, I suppose we should go get Four-Face outside now that these moles have been settled down, put it back in the cages.
True.
And we'll try to get things going again, and we'll have to... What should we do with Glenn?
Well,
what do you do around these parts?
Usually we just feed them to the moles, and then we let the flesh-eating moles loose. I told you there's not a lot of life around here.
Yeah, that's true.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's why. I guess we should get to that.
Alrighty, let's, oh.
What are you guys gonna, what are you gonna do about the cheese, though?
Well, hopefully when things settle down, we can get them all addicted to cheese. And, we'll just leave Four-Face with you for now, for part-time, and we'll just go on our quest.
Four-Face, I'll tell you this much. I know he's sacred to you. He'll be safe with the Cougar. I won't let another one fall like Glenn tonight. Not one of ours. Not one of our own.
We truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's actually for the best. I think the mirror is turning off now, but they don't want to hear this grisly business anyway. But, citizens of Roadbed, we've here, we've fallen upon some hard times. A brave hero has fallen, so show some respects later tonight, and we'll hopefully be back on the trail next week.
Yes, absolutely. And I wish the best for you two and Roadstead. Well, is that the name?
Roadbed,
of course. And you both.
Thank you. All right, let's move Glenn out of here.
Let's be on the way.
Glenn.